The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a netball show with Flyhawk. The Super Netball Final is this weekend. Swifts v Giants. Plenty of English interest. Nat and Helen at Swifts and also Joe Harton at Giants. Well, Joe's been speaking to Brittany Carter, who's an ABC sport reporter, ahead of the weekend.
I think it's super exciting to have made the grand final, and I think looking back at last year and even the year before last, like to come kind of close to finals but missing out by kind of one or two games, we knew we had the potential, and it's just really satisfying that this year we've kind of stamped our mark on the competition a bit earlier in the season to get into that top four. And yeah, we've now obviously made the grand final after some really hard work over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, and last year it felt like there were two questions from other people outside the group about the culture and whatnot, and I feel like this year you've proved that the culture is really strong for your team.
Yeah, I think, you know, you're always kind of trying to ignore the outside noise when questions are asked, you know, especially around culture of the group and of the organisation. But this year we had kind of like a long look at ourselves and, you know, spoke about the team that we wanted to be as individuals coming together and trusted in the processes that, you know, Jules as coach put out and as a kind of organisation management kind of set out for us during pre-season. We knew we had the makings of, yeah, a really strong team with good culture, but it was just fine-tuning that kind of, bringing it all together, I guess. And I think we've done that well this year and definitely better than last year.
Do you think the Giants will be better for the experience of having to take the longer route to the grand final? Because having to beat Fever in that scenario was one hell of a challenge. So I'm just wondering whether you feel like the team might be better prepared for that grand final match now.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, there's always a fear of, you know, making the grand final at the first time of asking, and then you kind of get that week off. You know, the whole season we've been playing netball every 6 or 7 days, and then to not have a game for like 13, 14 days would be a bit unusual. Mm. In saying that, I think, you know, we've been blessed by playing the Fever twice in the last, you know, 3 or 4 weeks, and obviously losing to the Swifts by one. Like, we've played the top teams in the competition leading into the grand final, which I think is really good preparation for us. And yeah, hopefully something that holds us in good stead.
In the 3 matches you've played against the Swifts this year, they've won 2 and the Giants have won 1. So what needs to happen from a Giants perspective to win this game?
Oh, look, I think, you know, if we look at the last 2 times we've met, you know, obviously the last game was decided by a single goal. Before that, I feel like, you know, we had a really strong performance when we met them in Adelaide. And, you know, the first time we played them, we were coming off the back of, you know, being quarantined in a surprise situation in Perth. So probably wasn't our best in that scenario. But I think for us now, we've grown into a team that knows what style of play we want. We want to attack the game from the first whistle. And I think we're going to have to do that in the grand final. We can't, you know, let the Swifts get a big run on us and then try and chase them. That won't be good enough. So take the game to them from the first whistle.
The Swifts do have winning experience because they won the title in 2019. And meanwhile, for yourself, the 3 of the Giants players, including yourself, have played in the grand final before way back in 2017. So what did you learn from that loss to the Lightning all those years ago? And have you been talking to the younger players about those learnings?
Well, look, I think we're a completely different team to the 2017 lineup that played in that first grand final. I think we had something like over 600 games of experience in that first year, and we got absolutely smashed in the grand final by, you know, a really well-oiled Lightning machine. And I think this time, looking at, you know, our younger players, it's not putting the pressure on them, letting them enjoy this final series, and we really tried to enjoy our netball this year. And then I think looking at the Swifts, and obviously they won in 2019, but like prior to that, none of them had played in a grand final. So that kind of gives you proof in itself that, you know, it doesn't matter if it's your first or your second, third, fourth grand final, you can still win it on the day. And yeah, grand finals are a different beast to any game throughout the season. It's all up for grabs.
You've had heaps of leadership experience, but the Giants, you've been really tested. Like last year was difficult to step into that role with so much going on, you know, new rules and then a hub in Queensland. So I just wanted to know, how much you think you've grown as a leader over these 2 years, because you're someone that wears her heart on her sleeve, and sometimes that can be difficult as captain as well.
Yeah, I think I've learned to kind of put myself in, try and put myself in every player's shoes, especially, you know, the younger and more inexperienced players. Like, I have to kind of recall what I was like when I was their age, and, you know, you're not always going to be perfect, and you have to make allowances, you know, for different things to happen within the group. But in the same kind of breath as that, like, I'm a captain that tries to lead by example, tries to, you know, perfect my craft, as it were. And I think that's probably one of my strengths, is, you know, probably not giving up before that final whistle's blown, and yeah, just making sure that I leave everything out on court every time I step out there in my own stress.
Yeah, I thought watching that game against Fever on the weekend that in the last 5 minutes of the game in particular, you really showed your qualities as a leader, just in the way that Fever was coming back at the team and you really guided through that final 5 minute period. And we know the Giants are partial to a super shot, and you went for the regular goals just because that is what was needed in the moment. So I didn't know what your thoughts were maybe of that final 5 minutes, and that you just needed to step up.
Yeah, like, I've kind of made a promise to myself. I've been in many situations now where, you know, I've been on the wrong end of a one goal defeat, and I've always said that, you know, I'll never be the one to not want the ball in those moments. And I think, yeah, in that last 5 minutes, I knew the Fever were going to take the 2-point shots, and we all knew they were going to come back in some way. And yeah, I just wanted to be the one that, you know, was offering, I guess, you know, always offering for the ball and offering a steady hand on the 1-point shot, just to keep them out of range. And obviously by no means were we perfect in that 5 minutes, but I think we showed our fight against a really top quality team, and yeah, really proud of how we got through that.
I'm going to let you go. I've just got one more question for you. If you win this grand final, I know that you've obviously won gold at the Commonwealth Games, and that's huge, especially, you know, representing your country, but where would this achievement fit in all of your career? Because you've had a pretty decorated career, but at this seems like it's a title that sort of eluded you, getting the National League title in UK, New Zealand or Australia now.
Yeah, I think, you know, they're not easy to come by. I think you've got to be firstly part of the right organisation, and, you know, being an import player, you don't always have the most choice in where you play your netball. I've been very fortunate to have been coached by Jay Fitz over in Magic, and she's, you know, helped me step my game up, and I feel like coming over to the Giants, I've really found a sense of home and kind of belonging in my netball, and I'd really love to get the victory, you know, my first victory here at this club, and it would sit right up the top there alongside the England 2018 gold medal match. I think, you know, it's years and lots of hard work and other kind of stories that have gone before, but it'd be very special to get it with this group and in such a kind of crazy year as well.
Oh, well, good luck. I'm so looking forward to watching you guys, and it's going to be a great game. May the best team win.
Thanks, Britt. Can't wait.
That's ABC's Brittany Carter speaking to Joe Harton there. We've also retweeted the written piece that she did on our Twitter feed. And remember, Britt, alongside Kate, hosts the weekly Netty Life podcast every week. Great podcast. If you're up and about nice and early, Saturday, 5:30, I think it is, on the Netball Live app, you'll be able to watch that final live. Have a look on your app store. Get it downloaded. Lots of interest from over here in the UK. And to all our English players taking part, best of luck.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.